Mrs. Halstead. Here each spring, on the Thursday following the Festival of the Trinity, Corpus Christi is celebrated with the most splendid festival of the Roman Catholic Church. This Austrian town was in existence long before the birth of Christ. In those days on the lake called the Hallstatter See, swans were numerous, and prehistoric men dwelt on rafts anchored offshore for protection against marauding tribes and beasts. Hallstatt is Celtic for salt place, and it was the nearby salt mines which attracted the earliest settlers. While working in the world's oldest salt mines from Monday to Friday, the men of Hallstatt live apart from their families. The salt mine's cable car reaches the top in a few minutes. But it is a convenience which is not available to the miners nor tourists. They must take a two-hour hike to the mine's entrance. While the men work in the mines, the companionable women of Hallstatt perform simple household tasks in much the same manner as did their ancestors. These are the future miners and housewives of Hallstatt, enjoying the school recess under a clock which does not tell them the time on shady days. Behind the town is an impressive waterfall. Even in the driest summer, it cascades musically through the town on its way to the Hallstatter See. Although the potter's wheel had not yet been invented, 15 centuries before Christ, men were skillful in producing pottery from clay, identical with that in use today. Instead of floral motifs such as these, prehistoric man pictured on his vases the civilization of 3,000 years ago. This has come to be known as the Hallstatt Age of European development. But the same old sun adds its potent finishing touches to man's handiwork. Most of the houses cling tenaciously to the hillside, and there is room for but one road to pass through the town. Plying the lake are wooden boats of a design which is unique to this part of Austria. In Hallstatt's only cemetery, high on the hillside behind the Catholic Church, Catholics and Protestants sleep peacefully in a temporary resting place beneath tiny wooden roofs. As new graves are needed, their remains are transferred to the town's famous charnel house to await a final resurrection. All of the skulls are colorfully decorated on this occasion. The wayside shrines and lovely churches are tributes to the God-fearing and tolerant nature of these fine people. More than 90% of Austria is Roman Catholic, but in Hallstatt, about one half of the townsfolk worship at this Protestant church, which points a long finger to heaven. As seen from the lake, the Catholic Church appears to be guarding the hill, while the Protestant Church keeps vigil at the shore. Undoubtedly, it is the spectacular celebration of Corpus Christi by the Catholic Church which brings renown to the town of Hallstatt. This festival occurs on the Thursday following Trinity Sunday. Early on the morning of Corpus Christi Day, pilgrims begin to arrive from many parts of Austria. In no other place in the world do Protestants join with Catholics in the celebration of Corpus Christi. But here, the children of both religions take part in the procession. After benediction under the Trinity Column in the marketplace, the salt miner's band in plumed helmets leads the carefully guarded host to flower-bedecked barges. Corpus Christi is rowed around the Hallstatter See in a pageant which is both solemn and beautiful. Pauses are made while the priest reads a chapter from each of the Gospels. Then the Eucharist is returned to the church. And this ends, for another year, the festival which was inaugurated by Pope Urban IV nearly 700 years ago.